Well, ladies, welcome back to our Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. And this is where we study line by line, verse by verse. And it's my favorite thing that we do here, and probably the most important thing we do here at Naomi's Table. Our Bible study teacher, Connie Stanfill, is teaching us from 1 and 2 Peter. Connie, welcome back to the table.
Thank you. Good to be here, Amy.
I'm so glad you're here because we are on day 14, and you've titled this lesson, Believers' Behavior in the World. So what are we going to be talking about?
Well, Peter, again, is very practical, and he's giving specific instructions to his readers and to us. And it really, this passage is about how to act as good citizens and ways of living as people in society that would honor God.
All right. So, ladies, we're going to start with the Bible reading. I'll read the section that we're covering today, and then Connie is going to teach about that section. So, if you have your Bibles, we're in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 17 today. And, Connie, my Bible version has a subtitle to this one titled Submission to Authority. And this is very interesting. I love this section of Scripture. Starting in verse 13, it says, "Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and praise to those who do good. For this is the will of God, and by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor."
Very good. Thank you. Well, Peter just said a lot about how we are to live in our society. And it starts with, be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution. Yeah. All right, let's take that apart. Be subject or submit to, that's a Greek word, hupotazo, and it really means to arrange yourself underneath, like a soldier would arrange himself underneath the orders of the commanding officer. And so it's a voluntary submission. Nobody is like, they don't have their hand on your neck or they're forcing you, but you are choosing to do it because you understand that's the proper authority. And really, as women of God, we need to understand God does have just a system of authority in the world, and rulers and the people that are in government are those God has established. And so we owe them something, yeah, even if we disagree with their ideas or even some of their actions. And so Peter is saying, be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be the emperor as supreme. And let's just note, right now Nero is the emperor, and he is not, he is a very wicked man. And Peter's saying to, in every way you can, to be submissive to his rule. And then he goes on, or to the governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. And it is a basic function of government that it restrains evil. If there is no government, we have anarchy. And that's when anyone with more power or strength rules over those who are unable to defend themselves. And so every good government has some good that happens in their restraint of evil. And then he goes on and says, for this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. And actually, the word silence there is muzzle. And so if you as a good citizen live in a way that is exemplary, that will actually detract from and hold back the criticism of some of the people who may have something to say about Jesus Christ and his way. And definitely as believers, we need to be very careful that we are not hypocritical and that we are not saying or doing things that would dishonor Christ. So we have some other scriptures to look at because other writers in scripture have told us about how we need to submit to authority. And I'm going to have Amy read a passage from Romans that really lays it out same way as this for us.
All right. This is Romans 13, verses 1 through 7. It says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist that have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed.
All right. And so Paul is just reinforcing exactly what Peter has told us about respecting those authorities God has placed over us. And here we're talking specifically about governmental authorities. We also have Paul writing to Titus in Titus 3, 1 and 2. He says, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. Mm-hmm. And some of those parts Peter's going to take up a little bit later in his epistle. But it's, again, a reminder for us to submit to our laws, government authorities. Now, there are a few times when Christians are to resist or disobey government authorities. Do you have an instance, Amy?
I would think that if a government asked you to deny Jesus Christ, there would be a time when we would have to make sure that we are obeying Christ rather than authorities.
I'd agree completely. Yeah. And actually, we have some examples in Scripture from that. If we go to Acts, we find in the early church, right after the apostles were boldly proclaiming Jesus Christ, just a short time after his death and resurrection in the temple, and you know, the religious leaders who worked so hard to have Jesus put to death were not pleased with what mm-hmm. they said. So Amy, if you would read the Acts 4:19-20 passage, that would be helpful.
Okay, it says, but Peter and John answered them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge, for we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard.
Right, and this was just after the religious leaders had charged Peter and John not to speak anymore or teach at all in the name of Jesus. And then we find in Acts 5, just one chapter later, again, they're out there preaching and they've been put in prison. And then an angel miraculously lets them out of prison. And what do? They go right back to the temple courts and are preaching.
Yeah.
And so they're called back in and they're told not. We said, don't teach in this name of Jesus. And the apostles had to answer and they said, we must obey God rather than man.
Yes.
And so we do. Our allegiance is to God. We are citizens of heaven. And so that's our primary allegiance. And if we are told to do something that is sin or told to do what is against what God would have us do, that's when we actually do disobey the civil authorities. We need to be careful, though, that we're understanding what it is we're doing and realize that we may suffer for doing that. And again, it says that reminds us of what Peter's saying here back in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, he says, for this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. But then we're going to find later on that we may suffer for doing good like that. In verse 16, Peter then goes on and he says, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God, literally slaves of God. And so if we've been bought by Christ's blood and we are saved actually from the slavery of sin, we are free to do God's will. Mm. And God's will is to submit to every legal and proper authority that we can. And then Peter closes out this section by saying, honor everyone. And truly that means to value, esteem, to respect, to treat with a certain dignity. And it really is a biblical principle, because if we think back to Genesis, when we find out that male and female, the humans are made in God's image, that's why we respect one another. But especially to those in authority over us, we need to be careful to do that. So, but here in verse 17, Peter says, honor everyone. And then he says, love the brotherhood. And so he's talking again about Christian brothers and sisters. That's the hallmark of Christian communities, that love for one another. And then he says, fear God.
Yeah.
And that also comes around to, we can resist authority or obey authority. Either way, depending on what God would have us do, it's because we fear God more than anything else. And truly, when we fear God, we are free to die for him. We're free to speak the truth. We're free to live correctly.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
You know, Connie, mm-hmm. I think about the Christians who live in other countries and the persecution that they are being asked to endure, and they're doing it so gladly when their government or when the terrorists are asking them to deny their faith in Jesus Christ, and they know they're under the sword, and these are true martyrs who are willing to go that route.
It is, and actually that they demonstrate that in some sense they are the freest people of all,
yes.
because they are willing to die.
Oh.
Because they know death is not the end. And may we come to be those women who are as bold as they are,
yeah.
to speak and say and live for Jesus Christ, speak truth, show forth his light, and not worry about what the world thinks.
Yeah.
Just finishing out our passage here, then the very last words of verse 17 here says, honor the emperor. And so we come back to Emperor Nero. And so Peter's saying, we need to respect him as God's appointed authority. And hopefully that will help all of us look at our leaders the way God does and truly submit to every law and rule that we are able to. And if we are not able to, it's because it directly contradicts God's word and what we know God would have us do.
Oh, very, very encouraging lesson today, Connie. Thank you so much. Ladies, again, these 10-minute podcasts are there for the taking right at naomistable.com, and along with the study guide. And we just encourage you to really encourage and equip other women, perhaps around your own table or in your church, as a Bible study that you can do. All right, well, we're going to leave it here. Nancy and I will be back in just a moment to wrap this up and talk a little bit more about what you just heard today. We'll be right back.